BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hi, here is Monday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. As it's revealed that Vanessa Feltz wants to see me on a wrecking ball off of Miley Cyrus, we talk about a brand new show called Naked and Afraid. It's on the Discovery Channel. Also, guys, we have a really bad lunch situation. Something that's been rumbling on for 2 months involving a local restaurant where we get takeout every day. It's escalated really badly. And Dan and Phil play Real or No Real.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Hi. Hello, Christopher.
Hello.
How are you?
Very good.
I was in Scotland a lot of the weekend.
Hmm.
And you were as well.
Yeah, I went to St. Andrews on Saturday.
Ooh!
Which was amazing. I've never been before. Beautiful.
It's an amazing place. Isn't that where William met Kate?
Apparently so, and apparently, I might be wrong with this, but the night that I was DJing was the night that they met or something. It was something like that.
There's some kind of fashion show or something that he saw and thought, good morning.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or rather,
good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
But isn't their favourite song from the time that they met? Wasn't it like
Body Rockers? I like the way you move.
That's it.
If you could pick any song out of all time, would it really be I Like the Way You Move? I'm not sure it would. I was also in Scotland at the weekend. I was at Stirling and also Strathclyde Freshers.
Freshers is on, isn't it?
I really feel like I'm coming down with Freshers flu.
I went to Sussex Uni. I mean, it's on.
Students are on at the moment.
You got Freshers flu already?
Yeah, a little bit. I always get it every year. Never been a fresher, get it every year.
Every year, without fail, you get Freshers flu.
Just a little cough. Big up to the wedding that was happening when I arrived in my hotel in Stirling on Saturday night, where it was, this is the mother of the bride. You're not Scott Mills! What do I have to do? Like, get my passport out? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, I'm too tired to play this game.
No, I am. I've been with you before, and people, to get you to prove it, they make you say something.
Yeah.
So they'll be like, go on, say something.
Yeah. Introduce the news. Go on. I go, and here's Chris Smith. They're like, oh, it's him, yeah. But you're not Scott Mills. Went on for about 20 minutes. Mm. And I did have to get my driving license out at the end.
Nice.
So cheers, love. She probably doesn't even remember, lover.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Nice little appearance at the beginning of X Factor on Saturday night. 8:13, James Arthur's here. You're nobody till somebody loves you. Just got played for the first time on Radio 1. 6 seconds, yes.
Yes, mate.
I'll have that right at the start of X Factor on Saturday night. I didn't actually see it. I was on a plane to Scotland at the time. We got so many tweets like, you've just been on X Factor! I was like, what? But yeah, it was all fine in the end.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Anyone else missing Lisa and Steve? I am a little bit.
Yeah.
So is Ed in Droitwich. Feels exactly the same. Bit weird now they're not kind of going out anymore and we don't catch up with them daily, isn't it?
It was a very special week, though. I think it's right that it's done.
I agree. And they are just friends now. Mm. And actually, Lisa sent us a really nice email over the weekend saying that it's all good between her and Steve. And she really, really enjoyed last week.
Yeah.
A lot. Coming up, Robin Thicke and a bit of Bastille. So Vanessa Feltz was in with Grimmy this morning, being really honest about the fact that she's a bit rubbish at Strictly Come Dancing. She's in training right now, though. She's a busy lady. She does like a couple of shows, Radio 2. She does BBC London. Then she goes to train to be a dancer on Strictly.
Wow.
It's a big schedule. Anyway, as well as talking about Strictly, Grimmy showed Vanessa the Greg James wrecking ball video. Have you seen this yet?
It's not right.
I was talking to some students about it at the weekend at Stirling, and they can't stop watching it because one of them is obsessed with Greg.
It's well weird because he came in last week and he'd obviously just filmed it and he had a bit of makeup still left on. And I said, do you remember we said to him, like, mate, wearing a bit of makeup, are you? And even then, I there was something odd going on with him. He was acting weird as well. And that's obviously what, you know, happened.
The thing is, I have to see Greg James every day. I'm not sure I want to see him like that. It's a little bit uncomfortable.
Mm.
He's a colleague of mine, you know. I've known him for years now, and now I've seen him in a different light.
But that's out there now. I mean, he needs to realise that's there.
I think he did the video thinking that no one would notice, and now over 1 million people have watched the thing on YouTube.
Now, one day he will be an old man.
Yes, he will.
He will look back. You know what I mean? Like, that's quite a thing to...
So the grandkids.
To put out there.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's weird for a start. Anyway, so Vanessa watched the Greg Wrecking Ball video. This was her reaction. Go, Vanessa. Oh, it won't play. Let's try again.
Is it Fat Fingers?
It's not Fat Fingers. I'd have you know that I've been working my fingers out on that treadmill thing that I bought.
Your finger's been putting on a little bit since freshers.
I don't know. Let's try again. Hello?
Oh.
Nothing's working. It's not my fat fingers, I promise you.
Wow. This is awkward.
Yes, thank you. Okay, maybe it is then. Someone with thinner fingers than me just tried to work it and it worked. Awkward. Here's Vanessa's reaction to Greg doing the wrecking ball.
Oh, he's licking something.
There we are, yep. And if that doesn't make you want to watch it, then nothing will. And then she said this.
It's so disturbing. I need to call him and check he's okay. Make sure everything's all right.
I'd like to see Scott Mills at a wrecking ball.
Oh, I'd love
That'd
Scott
be good
to
fun,
do
wouldn't it?
It?
No, it would not. I know. The first text I got this morning was from my producer going, so Vanessa wants to see you on a wrecking ball. I'm like, what? That's not a normal text for a Monday morning. Vanessa Feltz wants to see me on the wrecking ball.
Vanessa strikes me as a lady who, if she wants something, she goes out and gets it.
I would like Scott to do one, though.
Yeah, Scott should do one.
Scott, please make one.
I'm all right, thanks. I'm fine.
It would be good for you to do a parody video of a parody video.
Just because me and Vanessa kissed once for charity, now she's just taking it a little bit too far.
Do you think she wants you?
I'll be honest.
Put it out there.
I'll be honest, yes. I do.
I think she does. I genuinely think she
does.
Oh,
can we please put the video of Greg away? That is awful.
I don't like to see his thighs.
I don't like... I don't... It's the lipstick,
it's the
hair.
Imagining that you can't look at it and think...
It's the most disturbing one yet. You see, for a lot of the listeners, if we say watch it, they will. And many people have just watched on the radio on YouTube Greg James doing Wrecking Ball, Miley Cyrus. Nick Bryant says it's the most disturbing thing I've seen in a long time. I feel the need to Brillo pad my eyes. What did you just make me watch? Put it away, Greg. That's from Woody. Anton Worcester's just speechless. And guess what? They've made Wrecking Ball the track of the day today. So it's happening now. But I will just be able to think of Greg James on a swing now.
But the problem is, if we say, don't look at the video, that's as good as, if anything, that will make more people... But in all honesty, I would almost recommend not looking at it.
Mm. Or just maybe just watch it through your fingers and then decide if you want to continue with it.
I don't like it anymore. I just feel like it's... I've been scarred with it.
Yeah. I feel like I might need a shower soon. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
That's Miley Cyrus and Wrecking Ball. It's our track of the day.
Talking of nakedness,
hey, James,
I've discovered this TV show and it's amazing.
Okay, is this something that I want to watch?
Yes, I'm sure it's something everyone would want. It's called Naked and Afraid.
is it on a channel that I would have?
It's on the Discovery Channel.
Oh,
I only found this out from Twitter. A guy called Ian tweeted me this thing and I was like, surely not. Anyway, I've done some research into it. It's a genuine programme.
So it's Naked and Afraid.
Yes. And basically a man and a woman are stranded. It's incredible. Stranded in a jungle. And they just...
Do they know each other?
I don't think they do. So they meet for the first time. Now, the thing is, they're completely naked.
In a jungle they'd never met.
They're stranded in a jungle and they just have to survive on nothing for 21 days.
What, eating from the land?
Yeah. It's like going proper back to basics.
So it's like Shipwrecked, only they are actually naked.
They're completely naked.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing.
And is it American, do we know?
I think so, yes. Yeah. I mean, I'd love to see it done in the UK as well, but I mean, it's just brilliant. Naked and Afraid.
Okay.
I mean, is it something that would interest you?
I like the idea of it. Do more people get involved or is it just a man and a woman and that's it?
I mean, from what I still haven't seen a whole episode yet. As I said, someone tweeted me about it, but it's incredible. You know, no food, no water, no clothes.
I'm just watching.
How are they going to get on?
It's just watching the watching the trailer now. Wow. So you've got Billy there, who's an outdoor geek and skills expert.
But what's incredible, Seaman, is when they meet for the first time, because I saw the advert as well, and they meet each other and they're just completely naked and sort of shake hands and, right then, shall we get on with it?
Like nothing's happening.
Like
to see here.
Well, it is, I guess, the most natural thing in the world.
Oh, now she's arriving on... So they arrive by boat into the jungle and then they just get naked.
I really hope they do a celebrity
one. Oh, my God, there she is on the boat. She's just taken all her clothes off.
I really hope they do a celebrity one so I can get you involved.
Well, it says, on the website, it says now casting. What did you say? I don't want to be on the celebrity one.
Forget that idea.
This looks brilliant, this show. Claire's in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. She says, Naked and Afraid is the best show ever. The season is over now, though. Yeah, but we're just getting it here, see? It's just a man and woman, no clothes, just one tool each. That's all they're allowed.
Yeah.
Are the cameramen naked as well, just to make them feel like more comfortable with it, I wonder?
I think the rule is, especially with sort of wildlife shows and that, the cameramen have to do exactly the same, don't they? I mean...
What, so the camera guys are naked as well?
Well, I'm always aware of this kind of
thing.
The
sound guy.
With those kind of shows, it's all very well someone having a really hard time trekking through a jungle, but there is a cameraman.
Yeah.
Do you know what? He's doing the same and lugging cameras about.
Yeah, that's what I always think. A lot of people saying they should do a UK version. Really not. It'll be freezing. And Naked and Afraid in the New Forest.
That would be amazing.
No. Seems to be a lot of chat about this show, this new TV show they've done in America. Naked and Afraid, which Chris brought to my attention earlier. A lot of people talking about it on our Twitter and Facebook. A reality show with just a man and a woman who have never met before, having to survive in the jungle. They arrive by boat. They have an awkward meeting together on the beach. I noticed they are desperately trying to keep eye contact with each other, which seems hard.
It's been watching some clips.
I haven't
yet seen a whole episode, but I don't know. I'm just fascinated by it.
They seem fine with it because there are people that are absolutely fine with being naked all the time. The naturists.
It's weird because if you just embrace it and just do it like that, I guess it's okay, but I don't
know. They look very comfortable.
I mean, if I'm looking into signing you up to it. And
I don't want to be on it.
Do you think you'll be okay with it or do you...
No, I'm not saying I would be okay with it. What I'm saying is some people have absolutely no problem with getting naked. Look at Greg James. Could be a naturist. He blatantly goes to nudist beaches.
Have you ever been to a nudist beach?
I have, actually. Have you?
No.
No, I only went to... Not to watch. I went to sunbathe, but what I'm saying is I didn't partake. I had swimming shorts on, but obviously
other
people...
But then you shouldn't have been allowed in.
No, you can go with or without, but other people around me were... without clothing.
Well, you've always said that there should be a sort of roped-off area on the beach, haven't you?
No, I haven't said that.
There should be a VIP.
No, I haven't said that. Although, when it gets busy, sometimes, if you could pay, a five or more, wouldn't that be good?
So
just have, a little roped-off area where, it's not as busy. £5, think about it.
Beaches, I'm just Googling.
Okay, why don't you tell everyone what you actually just asked me off-air?
Right. I did say, and I'm not sure but I said, would you come to a nudist beach with me?
Right, okay, so that's happened.
So
you want us to go to a nudist beach together?
I'm intrigued, so I'm just Googling now.
You've never been?
Which is probably a bit of a silly thing to do at work.
I don't think they're
anyway,
are they on here?
They call them clothes-free beaches.
I don't think they're on here.
I don't know
I bet some nudists will be on to tell us different.
But it's all fine. From what I can see, it's all allowed. It's all above board, but I don't know if that's the kind of thing I'd want to do with you.
Well, you asked. I didn't ask.
I don't know if I want to go or not.
But if we go, we'll have to go in.
I know, and that's kind of weird, isn't
it? I mean, I'm not going. There's no point going just to watch.
I don't know. Look, it's just maybe let's just forget about the conversation.
Do you want to forget you ever asked me that question?
Yeah, in fact, I do.
Sure. All right. And maybe we can take it off the podcast as well so it's not there as,
that's okay. I'm
as
just,
evidence.
I don't know, just sort of intrigued, and I don't know why.
Yeah. We go on your own. Oh, no, that's even weirder.
You can't turn up on your own,
No, that's... I don't know. Can you?
I don't know. I don't know.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Quite a lot of people been on about the nudist beach idea.
Yeah, thanks for the locations you're sending in.
It's incredible. There's loads.
Holcombe Beach sounds good. Studland?
Yeah, there's loads around Brighton. Loads. If we do this, though...
Right, okay, I thought you said we weren't going to talk about it anymore.
Moving this forward, if we do this, what we could do is just agree to not look down. So
what? So I don't look down, you don't look.
Because we've both been in water together.
We've been topless.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, we both know what's going on there, but obviously we just keep it eye level and then no further down than belly button.
Yeah. Technically, it's no different to wearing shorts. Problems will come when we want to sit down.
Well, we'll have to agree a time then, won't we? It'll be 1, 2, 3, sit down.
Yeah.
At the same time.
We'll just make a rule. Just don't look down.
Okay.
But it would be... If
you promise not to look down, I would definitely
do it. No, I won't be looking down.
Well, I certainly won't be looking down.
But it's just... We'll just know.
Okay, well, yeah, let me know.
I'm kind of up for it, just because you know, you do only live once, and you hear of these things, and it's anyway. It's just a thought.
One of those things you need to do at one point in your life.
The Scott Mills Daily,
BBC Radio One.
Okay, everybody, we have got a lunch situation going on here, which we need to tell you about.
It's really kicking off.
It's a real problem.
To be honest, I wasn't going to talk about it, but today I'm afraid things have changed.
Well, things have come to a head, haven't they?
I mean, you've been aware of this situation for a while as it's been developing.
It's been my favourite thing that happened to you every day because it got you so stressed out.
Okay, so to take it back, there's, like, I love my lunch, right? And I've discovered this place sort of near our work here, and it's brilliant, and it's become my new favourite place.
It is good lunch.
Especially as my favourite food's lasagna. And
you get a meaty lasagna.
It's like, it's proper nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, I went there one day and the bloke behind the counter, he's a lovely bloke, all of a sudden he just said to me out of nowhere, he was like, oh, how's Matt? And I was like, okay, who's he talking about here? And then he said, say hi to Matt for me. And I just went along with it, assuming that it would be a Matt that I work with or someone that I know that he knows. Or
I would do exactly the same.
Because it throws you and you don't want to be rude. Okay. And I was just like, yeah, cool. Anyway, so this happened then every time I went back for some reason. He'd always say hi to, how's Matt doing? How's Matt? And I would, by then, I'd started it. So I had to keep going. Yeah, he's good. Still none the wiser. I was thinking maybe it's Matt Fincham from The Breakfast Show. It could be anyone.
Bearing in mind, this has now been going on for, I would say, 3 months. And we go to this place probably 2 or 3 times a week.
Yeah.
And Chris always goes and gets our lunch.
Now,
every single time.
But,
how's Matt? Yeah, he's good. No Matt, idea who Matt is.
A month ago, things started to escalate again. And what was happening is when I was going to pay, he'd knock a couple of quid off every time.
Because you knew Matt?
Because of this Matt. And he'd say, like, oh, say hi to Matt for me. Anyway, I always go, yeah.
And then he'll be like, oh,
I accepted this.
To you, that's £3.20. You know, yeah. Like, oh, thanks very much.
Or he'll just round it down. He'd always say, just give me that.
And that's because you know Matt, but you don't. You're in too deep.
So I went along with it just in case. I've always felt awkward taking the money, you know, knocking the money off. But you don't want to be rude. And I don't want to go, look, I don't know who this Matt is.
No.
Anyway, look, today it's gone to a whole nother level. And this is the God's honest truth. It's so weird what happened today. And I'm not really sure what to do.
Can I read out some of your texts that you sent me earlier?
I don't think I can go back.
He's like, right, we can't go there anymore. I'm never going there again. I put, why? I can't believe what's just happened. Either he's rumbled me or he's just put in an order for half a dozen new pants.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
He just, as I went to pay...
I'll explain, but I can't go back there again. So frustrating. I really like their lasagna.
As I went to pay, he just sort of leant in and goes, can you get hold of any underwear for me? And I was like, I looked at him for a second to see if this was a joke. And I was like, sorry? He said, can you get hold of any underwear for me? And in the shock, I was just like, okay, what do you want? And he was like, just half a dozen. And then he sort of put his hand down, not down his trousers, but sort of, you know, where his boxes and lift them up and just some bright coloured ones like this.
Yeah, and showed you his pants.
Bright coloured. Anyway.
Now,
so,
is this anything to do with Matt?
I don't know. So,
well,
so
who's
not,
Matt?
Not wanting to ask or just, because suddenly I thought maybe he thinks I work for a clothes shop or something like that. I was just like, yeah, that won't be a problem.
Right, so brilliant.
And he was like, let me know the price. And I was like, no, do you know what? You give me so much money off lunches and stuff. This is on me. It's fine. So now I've either got a situation where...
You can't go in there again, or you've got to bring 6 pairs of new pants
for
him.
I've got to go and buy pants.
And bright coloured ones.
It's such nice lasagna. Do you know what I mean? Like,
do you think the pants are related to Matt? Is Matt some kind of guy that can get you cheaper underwear?
And is it code for some... I don't
exactly.
know.
Is it code? Are you mixed up in some weird scandal?
What do I do?
I don't know what you do. But you've got to get the pants, haven't you?
It genuinely annoys me because I don't want to stop going there.
I honestly don't know what to do. If anyone has been in this situation before, does pants, brightly coloured pants, mean something else?
Does it mean anything?
What kind of situation has he got himself into here by saying that he knew Matt all along? Because he doesn't. He still doesn't know who it is. It's gone too far. Let's talk about this awful situation we've got now with the pants and this guy in the cafe. Please, can we send you into this cafe with a little microphone? And what I will do is I will buy you some pairs of brightly coloured pants and you go in there and maybe deliver them on a serving tray.
But what if he didn't mean pants? Like, what? I mean, what if it was COVID and I,
that's awkward,
I turn
isn't
up
it?
With pants?
All right,
like,
so I got your brightly coloured pants? No, I didn't mean that.
Well, what if he's testing me? You know, it's like... He's rumbled that I don't actually know Matt. Do you see what I mean? And then he's concocted this experiment. Either way, I'm going to have to give up something here, aren't I? Oh,
I just say get the pants. The food is really good there.
So six pairs of brightly coloured pants?
Yeah.
It is worth it for the food, but if he doesn't genuinely mean pants, it's well awkward.
We definitely need to get a microphone on you for this, because if it isn't pants, you're in trouble.
Oh, it's not going to look good. And how do I give them to him? Is your pants?
Yeah, I just think you just go...
The whole situation is just a nightmare.
Well, yeah, but there's lasagna is really good.
It's really good.
I will buy you the pants.
Do you know
it's quite weird buying pants for another man anyway.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And do you know what? Of all the things that he could... When he lent it... I mean, I get... He's done me favours for a while now. He's been knocking, you know, the price down a little bit. The problem is, this is obviously the favour that he's now calling in.
Yeah. I mean, he's given you, you know, a quid off or whatever every time. And now he wants payback in pants.
Also, I don't know what brand he thinks
well, I know,
I
that's the
for.
Problem. I'm just going to get... I'm just going
to
get
spend money,
like. Generic, like, brightly coloured pants for you, right? Trust me.
Oh, no.
And then we'll send you in there.
It's a nightmare.
Please, can we please? So this is something that's been rolling on every day, but not on air until now. So it actually feels quite a relief in a way to be able to talk about it. The cafe scenario where Chris goes in and gets a couple of quid knocked off every day for his lunch because the guy behind the counter thinks he knows Matt and keeps asking, how's Matt? Chris is in too deep now and is going along with it, going, yeah, Matt's fine. Until today... The guy wants some favour back and has pointed to his pants and said, I'll have some more of these, please. Brightly coloured pants. And we don't know why. We don't know whether that's anything to do with Matt, but the guy wants pants. Otherwise, you can't get any food from there ever again.
How am I in this situation?
It's really awkward. This is only the kind of thing that could happen to us.
Mm. Yeah.
Also, I believe I just said, has anyone else been in this situation before? And the answer to that is clearly no. Thank you for a couple of people for pointing that out. This can only happen to us. Did he say what size pant he is?
Do you know what I might do? Ugh. Is I might just pretend I've got a twin. So when he says to me, when I go, like, I'll go in tomorrow, say lasagna, please. And he'll say, how's Matt? And I'll be like, I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. That must be my twin brother. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. Do you...
It's a risky move, that.
Do you want me to get the pants for tomorrow?
I think I...
Do we just do it and get it out of the way?
We've either got to go and just fess up or we just give the pants and see if it works.
All right, I'm saying what we do is tomorrow, I'll buy the pants tonight, you turn up with the pants in a brown paper bag tomorrow and then just kind of hand them over at the counter. There we are, that's what you wanted. I'll be outside in a fast car ready to get away.
Okay, cool.
Okay?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Have you ever wondered exactly how all the new music gets chosen here at BBC Radio 1? A lot of people ask me. And we've never really talked about it before now. And there are so many secrets that have never really come out before about this process. Well, thank you to Matt Edmondson. He has gained a number of gained access to a lot of secrets about how exactly we choose the music and how, in particular, I choose my big things that go on the show. You know the ones that I play every day? It's on the Radio 1 YouTube now. It's a really good video. Grimmy's on it as well, and Gemma Kearney. Me and Chris are on there. I'm described as Radio 1 stud muffin, and you're described as rookie reporter.
Mm.
There's a very kind of serious interview that we do on there about the process, which I'll let you hear a little clip of now.
I do take a lot of time and care and attention over it.
It is amazing watching him work, because you've got to think he literally has their careers in his hands.
That's it. Miley Cyrus, my big thing. And that's how we do it. If you want to see what was happening there, that's on the Radio 1 YouTube now. We also put a link to it on the Radio 1 Twitter, so you can just click. Also features Ollie Murs, Example, and Gabrielle Aplin. And we'll give you a real insight into how we choose all the new music here at BBC Radio 1. I strongly recommend you have a look today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you know how it's getting towards winter?
Why?
Yeah, it's getting dark earlier, a lot early, like by, what, 7:30, 8 o'clock. But also, do you remember that pub we went to a lot during the summer with Barrier Girl?
Yeah.
Could you move behind the barrier, please? Well, there isn't a barrier here, it's just in your imagination. Just move behind the line. There isn't a line, unless you draw it on the ground. We're not going to, this is outside the pub.
Mm.
And she made it her mission in life for us to move behind the barrier. Really annoying. If there was an actual barrier, I wouldn't mind. It's a barrier in her head. Move behind the barrier. Otherwise, this is not the property of the pub, so we can't protect you. Mm. Barrier Girl's gone.
Has she?
That means all the outside drinking is off for another year. Went there the other night. Nowhere to be seen.
You weren't shouted at.
No. For the first time in 3 months, Barrow girl, nowhere to be seen. Mm. The only time they'll bring her out again? New Year's Eve, of course. She'll be back there.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tell you what we haven't done much lately. Dear Scott, where you tell me stuff on an email and a posh lady from Radio 4 reads them out. Another sign that summer's over, you see. The PR4L is back from her summer break in the Chateau in Provence. Mm. So if you've got any emails to send me, it can be a question, it can be about the show, it could be about you and your mates and something that's happened, or, I don't know, some kind of problem you're having, like Chris and his sandwich shop situation, where you need to tell us and we can provide some kind of response to you, email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It's been weeks since I've seen Dan and Phil.
I know.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you okay?
Do I look older?
Have we aged?
Have I grown?
In 2 weeks?
Nah.
No. I've got a bit of a neck beard going on.
Oh, is that attempted growing?
He's technically a boy or a man, yeah. What would you refer to him as?
I'm saying
Jamila has progressed to calling us men, which is exciting.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. Usually she's like, hello, boys. Whereas yesterday she said, I've got two men with me. And Phil was like, hey.
Yes.
That's quite
finally
nice. You've been called men by Jamila. That means you're
that
real
means
men.
That means so much.
Don't you think Phil would really suit like a big moustache?
Really?
Handlebar moustache, yeah.
Actually, yes, you would a little bit, Phil.
I might try it. Maybe November. No Shave November.
I actually have
Gandalf.
If you need it, I have a number of a club quite nearby where they do moustache growing competitions.
Oh, really?
I actually went once for fun with a stick-on one, but they didn't believe that was mine because it fell off in my beer. But
is the entire place dedicated to just having moustache competitions?
Yes.
That's a bit weird.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So if you need that, then let me know.
Might sign up.
How does that work? Because they're not, you know, you can only grow so much within a couple of hours.
No, not in a couple of hours. These are people that have been growing them for months, and then they all get together. And one guy was from Germany who came over just for this meeting. It's in a pub down the road. Had the biggest moustache I've ever seen, where literally unfurled it.
Wow.
Over the course of the evening.
That's like my dream.
Over the course of the evening.
Yeah. Anyway, let me know. Where have you been?
We went to Zurich.
We did our radio show in front of a bunch of people for the International Radio Festival, which was awkward and fun. Yeah, Switzerland's nice.
It is well nice.
They've got a lake in the middle of the city that you can swim in.
I know.
You don't do that in the Thames.
Come out with like 50 diseases like in the Thames. Yeah. Do you have to get shots if you swim in the Thames?
I'm not sure.
I think it's probably best.
Not advised. Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah. And now it's Real or No Real with Dan and Phil. It's even more music month, which means they're all about music this month.
There has not been an instrumental track at number one in the official UK singles chart since 1999.
Wow, intense fact.
I'm trying to think what that instrumental would be in 1999. I mean, it's a while ago, isn't it?
Was it like the Big Brother theme or something?
Back in the day, in the day, all the instrumentals used to be on.
Yeah.
So, like,
I don't have
this is number one. So what? Is this?
Remember that one?
When was this number one?
You don't remember it, Dan.
I was like four.
You're unborn.
And I was a fetus.
And this one?
What?
This is they're all used sarcastically in adverts now, aren't they?
Yeah. These were all number ones decades ago, but all instrumentals.
Wow.
Okay, so we need an instrumental. So there's not been one since 99.
Let's just keep playing this behind us.
I like this.
I think this is real because I mean I can't think.
I can't think of a single.
I can't remember any. So I think that's real.
Was this really number one? Amazing.
But then if we're saying since 99, that means there was one in 99.
Yeah.
There was an instrumental in 99, and I can't even think of that. That was ages ago.
Let's just go for it. Okay.
That's not an instrumental.
What does that count? Okay, we need some rules here.
So, real or no real?
Real.
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 That one's real.
Yay! Points for everyone.
Yes. And the last one that was an instrumental that was number one.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Wazzo Flatbeat.
Yeah, oh,
love Mr. Wazzo.
Since then, hasn't happened. Okay, next. Is this real or no real?
Naughty Boy, the La 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 hitmaker, sometimes still uses the famous Garden Shed recording studio at his house where he made some of his early hits, and has invited artists such as Alexandra Burke, JLS and Cheryl Cole to the bottom of his garden to lay down a vocal.
Okay, so we're all picturing Shed, but I think you would have despided it by now, wouldn't you? Because you can't imagine Cheryl Cole getting in something with cobwebs sticking to her head.
It's not going
to
be the Shed that we've got in our head.
No, no. All our dreams.
No, but it's a winning formula, that, isn't it? I mean, that's where he made hits. He did make them in a shed.
Yeah, maybe that was the key. I wouldn't move if I got a number one from a shed. Yeah.
The studio in the shed, made from the money, of course, as we all know, from Real or No... not Real or No Real, Deal or No Deal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That would be good if you
easy
made money from this.
Easy mistake to make.
So, is that true? Does he still invite pop stars to record in his shed, including Cheryl Cole?
I would.
I'm sure you would.
The shed.
Better Cheryl Cole. In my shed.
I'm going to say real.
Yeah, what does shed mean? I'm saying real.
I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Yes, Phil.
Oh, yes. Wasn't having any of that.
It's you'd think, because it's a winning formula, he'd have them all back in the shed, wouldn't you?
Doesn't. Not anymore. Next.
Arctic Monkeys guitarist Jamie Cook used to work as a bathroom tiler, and in 2005 had to return early from the band's sold-out tour to finish a really important tiling job.
When you need grouting doing, you can't be going on tour halfway through. It needs to be done.
That's very true.
What year was that?
2004.
Quite early then.
I'm trying to think when they first came out.
I'm not sure.
Was it...
What's that thinking noise that you're doing right
now? I don't know, just generic thinking noise.
That's just Dan's thinking noise. Yes.
When was I Bet You Look Good on the dance floor? It was around that time, wasn't it?
It was.
It was around that
time. Only just, like, hyped out, wouldn't they? But would he actually... I mean, if I'd played one gig, I'd be like, forget the grout. You know what I mean? I'm a rock star now, even if I played in front of 10 people in a pub. So.
I ain't do no tiles anymore.
I remember my uncle did some tiling on Christmas Day. So some people do find it important.
Relevant, yeah.
Why did he do that?
Cool fact.
Because his bathroom wasn't finished. So as a Christmas present to his wife, he decided to do it on Christmas Day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
What are you saying about Arctic Monkeys, though?
A minute, though, isn't it?
A little bit.
Present.
Yeah,
I think that was early enough. I want to believe that's real, personally.
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to go real.
That one's real.
Oh, hey! Yeah!
Still finds time to do the tiling in between gigs. And finally,
the famous video for Coldplay's single Yellow, in which Chris Martin is seen walking in slow motion along a British beach, was filmed at Studland Bay, a naturist beach.
Oh, yes. Here we go. Been talking about this today.
We've been talking about Chris wants us to both go to a nudist beach together.
Really?
Well, it's because I'm sort of interested to see how it works.
But so, we've made a deal that if we do, we're not going to look down.
And that's the thing, you do sort of want to go with a friend because
if you went by yourself, you'd be really scared.
By yourself,
strangers,
really scared.
More inappropriate.
But we said we won't look down, so it's fine.
That's the thing, it's just making sure there are set rules in place. The other, someone texted in suggesting we could wear sunglasses and just sort of colour in the
shade
bottom
out of the
half.
Bottom half.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah.
Really good idea, that.
Which, that's a business.
Which could work
probably
as well.
Trip over all the time, but it's either that or looking downstairs.
Do you think that is a business, Phil?
I think it might be. Nudist beach sunglasses.
What, awkward proof glasses?
Deborah Meaden.
Yeah.
Get Mead on.
Yeah.
So, Coldplay, the beach used for the video, was full of people. With it all out.
I remember, I know the bit of the video you're talking about, and I can't remember seeing any naturists or
no, I mean, I don't think they were walking the past at the time. No.
That'd be,
they would have been edited out, to be fair, so we wouldn't know either way, because it's not as if Chris Martin just walked past some old guy whipping off his leopard print thongs. They wouldn't keep that in, would they?
No, I'd like to see the outtakes.
Can you
or
imagine?
Would I?
No.
Real or no real?
No real.
Real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Top fact.
Oh, yes. That is a good fact. That is a good one.
Should ask Chris Martin about the sunglasses.
At the end of that...
I scored 10, Dan scored 30, Phil scored 30.
Yeah.
Yes. Good one.
Clap.
So what have you got for me, please?
Well, we just launched season 3 of our show, which is our totally meaningless way of saying that we've basically made all the features super exciting and made it all next level and stuff. So if you've never actually watched or listened to our show before and you don't know who we are or what we're about, We put a video on the Radio 1 YouTube channel called What is the Dan and Phil Show that explains everything. So just check out the video, What is the Dan and Phil Show, on the Radio 1 YouTube channel.
So maybe you've been missing out on their show until now.
Yeah.
Find out what it's all about on the Radio 1 YouTube. Explained in a few handy minutes.
Exactly.
There we are. And we'll see you next Monday.
Bye.
Thanks, guys. Those are the best bits of Monday's show. Tomorrow, 1:45, listen to and watch Innuendo Bingo.